All of his stuff looked good, some probably too good because it was probably snug, but he was different in everything that he did. He locked up different. He locked up snug.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Snug Wrestling. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Let's get into it, fellas. Gunther and Jey Uso, the feud that many people have been complaining about, that it's not that interesting. It's not that great. And we decided to, well, let's see if we can find ways to make it more interesting. So I tasked you guys. I gave you guys homework. I wanted you to come out with your best ideas to make this feud better. And we're going to share our ideas and we're going to compare and see who has the better idea here. And I'm pretty proud of mine. I'm not going to lie. Let's be honest here. I think I got you guys beat here, but we'll see. Again, this goes back because, just to give a little context, we talked about the story that's going on right now that they're telling. Jey Uso, he's been looking really good lately. He squashed Austin Theory. He's winning his matches pretty decisively. But there's some instances where Jey Uso slips. He kind of fumbles a little bit. He's kind of been botching a little bit, you know. Is that going to take effect in the match at WrestleMania versus Gunther? Gunther, on the other hand, he's been wrestling guys like Akira Tozawa, Otis, Axiom, kind of guys in the mid-card and lower. And he's been having competitive matches. Gunther has also been struggling. Gunther has been attacking Jey, and that's pretty much it. That's all that we've had so far in this build-up for WrestleMania, which, me personally, I'm not very happy with that. I'm not very satisfied, so let's do it. Let's see if we can spice things up in this feud. BT, let's go with you first, since Mr. Blood, I went first with you earlier. What are your thoughts on this? Do you have any ideas on how to make this better, or are you satisfied?
I don't have any ideas on how to make this feud better. I'm done fucking trying to think of ways to improve this, because I think what they're doing is enough. It's just that people care more about Roman Reigns and CM Punk and Seth Rollins and all of these fucking bigger superstars than a person who has worked 15 years in this company and is trying to work his ass off in the singles division. That's all it fucking is. Just because he has four moves in his moveset, or fucking five moves in his moveset. How many people fucking get away with only one move in a moveset? Like, think of Steve Austin. He's a fucking brawler. Same as LA Knight, but LA Knight is at least going onto the fucking middle rope, jumping onto the top rope to hit a fucking elbow. At least he actually is able to jump onto the top rope clean, like Bron Breakker would, to hit a fucking suplex. But say what you want. You are free to have an opinion about Jey Uso. If you don't think he deserves this, if you think he deserves this, I'm just done with it at this point. But for how to make this feud better, I don't fucking know. I just think that what they are doing is enough.
Enough as in, like, you're enjoying the feud and how it's going right now. You'll be happy watching the match when it happens.
Fucking oath. But the only thing I want is for Gunther to actually man up and actually beat the piss out of Jimmy. I want him to beat the piss out of him, because that will set the fire into Jey Uso. That's the only criticism that I need. I need to see Jimmy bleed. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the one thing that I fucking need. Because if Jey sees that, that'll provoke the fire in him more. Mm-hmm. That's the only criticism that I have, and that's the only thing that I need. Mm-hmm. But overall, I'm fine with whatever happens. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with whatever happens. You can continue to fucking talk about his botches and all of that, but I think they are doing fine with his booking wise. I just wish people cared more. That's all. So, all
right, Tommy, let's hear from you. What are your thoughts? What's your ideas on how to make this feud between Gunther and Jay a little bit more interesting?
I am with BT on this, where Jimmy definitely needs to get beaten the shit out of next week. He truly does, because as BT says, when that happens, Jay is naturally, because, you know, that's his twin, he's going to be pissed off of his mind. We're talking Drew McIntyre face-to-face with CM Punk pissed. Seth Rollins when CM Punk came back pissed. Like, that's how pissed Jay is going to end up being. And with that, that's going to set that fire in him, especially with that pep talk from last week that Jay got. The whole, this version of you, this version will not beat Gunther. What you need is you need that right-hand man, Jay, that main event, Jay Uso. Like, that's what you need. It's like that pep talk there definitely put the fire in his eyes right then and there. But watching Jimmy get beat, that's going to make that fire even hotter in him. But the biggest thing for me, Jay seems fine. Like, Jay's side of stuff, for me at least, is fine. My issue is Gunther. Yes, Gunther is pretty decent in the ring. My skills, all he does is really get into their heads. That's pretty much it. But what Gunther loves to do with this specific one that he hasn't done with all of his other feuds is attacking from behind week after week after week after week. And at this point, it's getting annoying as fuck. Do something different with him at this point. Because this week after week, I'm going to attack you from behind and that's all I'm going to do. I'm getting sick of it. Gunther's the problem. Not
Wait, say that again?
Gunther's the problem, not Jay.
All right, Blood, let's hear from you.
This is actually kind of why I wanted to go first or go second, because I wanted to say it before anybody else did, because you all said exactly what I had been thinking all week, is I need this to be a very well put together competitive match on Monday, but I need at some point in the match, Gunther is unable to put Jimmy away. And I want him to snap, throw the match out. Everybody's talking about crash out, Jay. I need Gunther to crash out. And I mean really crash out. Because he's already dangerous when he's put together and ready. And even at the ends of the matches where he's like, oh, I can't put this person away. And he starts like, you know, getting desperate, but he never cheats. I need him to crash the fuck out for the first time ever. A proper Gunther crash out. He's done. Fuck the match. Fuck the win. I'm going to destroy you before your brother can get out here to save you. I'm going to put you in a hold or do something to you to where I make your brother stop in his tracks, afraid that if he moves another inch, I'm going to break his big brother. I need him to, you know, put him in a choke hold or hold his head up on top of the stairs, the chair, or do something Gunther's never done to anybody. And when Jay comes out to save him, I need Gunther to be like, stop right there. You make one more step, I break your brother. I'll put him back on the show. I need, and like Jay is I need Jake pleading for Gunther to show mercy. Pleading. I need Jimmy to be in such dire straits that the fact that Jay is there is putting him in more danger. And that when Jay complies and agrees that he won't move, stop, please stop. I want Gunther to tell Jay, back out of the match at Mania, or I'm going to hurt your brother. Back out now. Agree to back out like you should have at the start of this. And if you don't, I'm going to end his career. And I need Jay to actually fold. I need Jay to literally sit there and actually be about to give Gunther what he wants. I need Jay to sit there and go, okay. Hold on, okay. You want me to back out? And as soon as Jay's about to answer, I want Jimmy to scream, no, don't you do it. This is your moment. I want Jimmy to fight for Jay, to let Jimmy get hurt so that Jay can have the moment he fought for. I need Jimmy's selflessness to come into play, because I need the best Jay is a conflicted Jay. Do I save my brother, or do I resist and take the moment I always wanted? And just when Jay is about to concede to Gunther's threats over Jay or over Jimmy, Jimmy is the one who stops Jay and says, no, this is yours. I'll be okay. And I want Gunther to just do it to Jimmy anyway.
Whoa, pause.
To really push Jay over the edge so that in the next couple weeks, Jay is crashed out completely. Jimmy is not seen at all until Mania, where he comes out to even whatever odds there need to be even if Ludwig gets involved or whatever. And I think that would make the story better. I also think that, I think what's crazier is, because I was the first one in the group who said it, right? I was the first one who sat there and said Gunther was the problem. I said it weeks ago, and Snug disagreed with me. And I literally said that Gunther was the part of the story that was the problem. In ring, Gunther's top tier. One of the best in his field, one of the best technicians ever. But at the same time, his mic skills are middling at best. A lot of it has to do with his heavy accent. A lot of it has to do with they put him in there with people who can really just weave promos together naturally. Gunther's not a natural talker. Jimmy is a natural talker. Jay, natural talker. Look at everybody they put Gunther up against. They've all been better talkers than Gunther. Sheamus, Drew, the list, like you name it. Everybody he's ever had to get on the mic with and pass the stick back and forth with, they've all been better than him. He showed one glimmer against Damian Priest where it was like, oh shit, Gunther's cooking. And then Damian took it right back out of him. Even Damian's a better talker. And Damian trips up on his words all the time. But this is one of those things where, because of the way they booked Gunther, if they were going to book Gunther the way they did, where they were like, we're going to have you sneak attack forever. Something that Gunther's character has never done. He's always been the heel that was never chicken shit. Gunther was not a chicken shit heel until this feud. He was never a chicken shit. You won't find one time where he told Ludwig to interfere, told Giovanni Vinci to interfere, cheat for me, do that. Gunther won every, that was the best part about Gunther being a monster heel. He won every match clean. He never cheated. Even if someone else did something, it was never him. If Dominic Mysterio got involved, it was never him who cheated. He just ended the match. That was what was so great about Gunther. He was one of those few and far in between monster heels that can actually win and doesn't run away. And now you're telling the story of him having to sneak attack constantly. He has to take down the lower card fucking wrestlers because they're not supposed to be a challenge to him. He's looking for squash matches. And they're actually putting up fights. If we were going to make that the story for Gunther, the one problem I have with it is that they didn't tell the story through verbalization? How come Jay isn't calling Gunther out? You go for all these people who can't stand up to you. You keep attacking me from behind. You didn't used to do that. You was Gunther. You was the Reigning General. What you now? A fucking cadet? Like, he should have called him out and called him the coward that he is. He said, this isn't the Gunther you used to be. It should have been Jay playing mind games back. They should have put in the story that the whole story was that Gunther lost his edge and could only feel like he could take Jay through cheap tactics. So he lessened himself in his own ring pedigree, lessened the champion that he was, something he'd never done before, because he's truly that threatened by Jay. Why is that not the story? If you want to do these sneak attacks every week, fine. Why isn't that the actual verbalized story and promos being told? Because all we're getting from Jay in response is they're just having Jay go out there and say, everybody down me. Everybody tell me I can't be Gunther. Everybody this. Oh, I mess up this. Man, I've got this self-doubt. Why are you talking about all your shortcomings, Jay? Why aren't you calling out all of Gunther's shortcomings recently? He's not the champion he was when he was the Intercontinental Champion. Why aren't you mentioning that? He had a bigger set of balls on him when he was the IC champ. He had a bigger set of balls on him when he was going against everybody else but you. Why does he feel so inferior to you? Why aren't you telling me that story on the microphone? Because it would really sell all of his tactics if you did that. That's what would make the story better, by actually verbally mentioning the shit he's doing week after week after week after week and hammering it home that he can only beat me when he does this shit. It's the only time he gets a leg up on me. Has he beat me in the ring in the past? Sure. But how come he feels like he, but he never sneak attacked me before, so why is he doing it now? It's because he sees the difference in me. He sees that I'm different now, that I can do it now. And he feels it, he senses it, and he knows that I've got his number now. I should have beat him the last time we faced. He knows it now. Mention that shit to me on TV. Another thing, the last thing, the point that I fucking made already so many times, and I'm going to say it here again for new listeners. The biggest problem with this fucking story is that it's taking too long to fucking tell, because they put Mania almost an entire month out longer than they usually would. It's always been at the end of March, within the first week of April. Putting it nearly to fucking May made too much open fucking space. It's different for the Cena story. It's different for the Roman story, because those stories have been building for such a long time. What's another 2 months? But this is different. This is, dude, you won the Rumble almost 2 months ago, bro. Why are we still in this feud and not a match between the two of you has happened since then, and now we're waiting another fucking month for you to finally have your end-all be-all match? My problem is that this story is taking too long to tell, because Mania is too far away from where the initial feud started. And that's the problem here. People are getting bored with it because we're all holding our breath for the match to already happen. And checks notes, we still have 3 fucking weeks.
Okay. Mine is a little bit of a mix of everyone's. So let's fast forward to Jimmy versus Gunther. Gunther clocks the shit out of Jimmy, makes blood drip down his face. Gunther doesn't even care about the match. He grabs a chair, steel chair, just unloads on Jimmy, wraps the steel chair around his neck, grabs another one, but he's about to hit him. Jay comes out and he says, hold on, you take one step closer, I break you, I break him, I break your family. So, Jay, he's emotional right now because he don't know what to do. Gunther beats Jay to the ground. Then pursues to do what he says. He breaks Jimmy. Puts him on the shelf until Mania. Let's fast forward to a SmackDown. Roman's in the ring with Paul. Gunther sneaks up behind Roman, attacks him, does the same damn thing, but before Gunther can get the chair around Roman's neck, Jay pulls the classic bloodline tactic we all know and love. Actually, no, we all know and hate. Black hoodie, black bandana, just wearing black. Kicks the shit out of Gunther. Makes him cower. Makes him plead that he doesn't do it because he is so damn pissed that he is always doubted by everyone. He has Gunther beneath him. Let's fast forward to Mania. Jay, he's backstage waiting to go out. As he's going, he's talking to the crowd. And he runs into family. Rikishi. Solo, Jacob, Tama, Tonga, even though it doesn't make sense because they're heels. They say, tonight, if you win, we celebrate. Tomorrow, we're not cool anymore. Unless you give us the shot at the title. If you give us a shot, we'll be cool for now. He runs into Roman. Roman thanks him for having his back, and then he runs into Jimmy. Jimmy says, don't worry, I'll take care of something if something goes on. Jay goes out there. The match is going on. Ludwig comes out. Jimmy does it. Jay takes the win. Boom.
Right on. All right. I'm with all you guys, man. When it comes to this feud, I feel like this feud, it's missing, like, it doesn't really feel that personal to me. It doesn't really feel like a personal issue. And I was thinking, okay, how can we make this like a more intense personal feud? Because like in the saying in wrestling is like, you know, what draws is in wrestling is personal issues, right? So what means the most to Jay? Obviously Jimmy. And obviously he has a match with Gunther on Monday Night Raw. So I agree, you guys. Jimmy has to get written off. Like, we're all wishing the worst on Jimmy right now for the sake of making this feud more interesting, right? And I me too. Like, I want to see, like, a hospitalization angle. I don't know if I said it right, but, you know, I want to see Jimmy really getting hurt badly. To just make it more intense, make it more personal. And Toxic, I'm gonna take it a step further. We fast forward maybe to like next Monday or next Friday Night SmackDown or whatever. Why not? Let's get Rikishi involved. Rikishi, he's a name that is known to all the wrestling fans. Everyone knows it's no secret Rikishi is Jay's dad, right? I would like to see Rikishi maybe show up on TV maybe one time to give an update on Jimmy. You know, I'm out here because Jimmy wanted me to come out for his, you know, to represent him, to tell you guys that he's okay. He can't wait to come back. And man, it's so good to be here with you guys once again. I missed you guys. And kind of like the same thing, and have them do something like Gunther did with Goldberg when they had that little stare down, you know, and people were even saying, oh, you know, Goldberg versus Gunther, you know, and shit like that. But instead of Goldberg, have it be Rikishi. Gunther gets some heat on Rikishi. I'm not saying he has to beat down Rikishi, I'm not saying he has to get physical with Rikishi, but Gunther goes out there, fucking cuts a promo on Rikishi, a good promo, because he can, Mr. Blood, because Gunther is actually a good promo, and he can get a lot of heat on Rikishi just by talking to him. And I don't know, man, just to make it more personal, I feel like this is what this feud needs. You take out Jimmy, and then you involve Rikishi, who's a legend, who's the father of them two. And I think that right there is enough to not only get who you guys call Crash Out Jay, but also you get more heat on Gunther as a big evil heel. And man, who can't get behind some dickhead disrespecting your dad, your father? You know, of course you're gonna come out and, you know, defend Big Keesh. So I think that was my idea, to try to make this more interesting. But I try to think more and more, but that's the only other thing that I can come up with besides Jimmy getting taken out. But I'm like, okay, but it can't just be that. There has to be more to it. So I want to see Rikishi get involved before WrestleMania. With that being said, I think we all agree on one thing. Jimmy Uso needs to get his on Monday Night Raw. So what did you guys think? Any comments or any thoughts about any of the predictions that we've made so far? Go ahead, Blood.
Sorry, Tommy. And another thing, I think BT's been frozen, and I don't know how long. I've been trying to see if his screen is moving. He has been a statue.
It is a while. He has been stuck in a yawn on my screen for a while.
He's just stuck blank, dead, staring at us, and no movement or breathing. But I think he did realize that. But anyway, the only thing that I disagree with is actually what Snug said. And not the Gunther thing, because we'll go back and forth on that. But Rikishi getting involved is the only thing I disagree with, and I'll tell you why. It's pretty simple for me. Rikishi getting involved to come out and give us an update and speak, and having Gunther come out and threaten their dad, it feels too Vince to me. It feels too Vince McMahon booking to me. And it's too soap opera-y for me. And the one thing I've loved about WWE under Triple H is a lot of that soap opera feel has been taken out. It feels a bit more hyper-real. Stakes always feel more real. And I don't think Rikishi adds anything that way. I think that, personally, if you want Rikishi to be there, I mean, then fine. Have it like if they're at a Raw near their hometown where they live, and maybe Rikishi's backstage and he just walks in the frame and talks to Jay.
I mean, they are going to be on the West Coast before WrestleMania.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, it could just be a backstage segment where Jay's there and all of a sudden he's just there warming up, just getting ready to go out like this, and all of a sudden, hey, how you doing, son? Hey, Pop, what's it going? And the crowd will go crazy. He's like, I'm doing good, son. That's good, Dad. I'm happy you're doing good. Good stuff's good. Yeet. Hey, have you talked to your brother? He ain't doing too hot, Pop. He's in the hospital. He's got this and this and that. I know, man. You got to get Gunther for what he did to your brother. My in-ring days are over, but you've got to step up for your brother. That's the most I want to see out of it. I don't want Rikishi in the ring cutting a whole promo, trying to get the crowd pumped up by doing his breakdance shit. Like, we're so past that. It'd be too cheesy. And it would ham up the story. And I think that would derail any momentum they could have by having Jimmy get fucking cakewalked by Gunther. And again, I don't want Jimmy to get cakewalked by Gunther. I want it to be a situation where Gunther can't put Jimmy away because Jimmy and Jay are equals in the ring. Same movesets, everything. They're just as good, just as ferocious as each other. They both don't quit or give up. And I don't want Jimmy to just get fucking jobbed out to Gunther. I want this shit to be the main event of Raw. I want it to go, you know, 12, 15, 20 minutes. And I want Jimmy to really give Gunther such a run for his money that it makes Gunther doubt himself even more. Because you saw how he looked up Jimmy up and down and just smirked at him last Monday. He doesn't see Jimmy as a threat. I want him to fucking see Jimmy as a threat come Monday and realize, fuck, if I can barely beat Jimmy, how the fuck am I going to beat Jay?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, my idea is very soap opera. And they're not doing that anymore, but that's literally what we're seeing with Bianca and Naomi. Oh my god, you was it you? Did you attack her? Oh my god, and having fucking Emmy Award winning fucking segments, but WWE doesn't do soap operas anymore, right?
I mean, but I wouldn't say that's soap opera, I would say that's drama. But like Vince always brought out the dads for that. Remember when they had Dusty out there to stand up for Gold Dust and Cody when they were fighting the Authority, he ate that right hand punch from fucking Big Show and sold it like.
See, you call
and
it.
And then fell into Big Show's arms to hold him up.
You call it a
and
Vince thing.
And Big Show's crying, I'm sorry I had to do it to you.
You call it a Vince thing, but really what it is, it's more like a old school, like classic wrestling thing that people would do to try to make feuds more personal. And also.
But Vince
like,
always hammed it up.
Also, the whole going back to that, you didn't watch SmackDown tonight, but Naomi had a videos package. It was a video package.
I saw that. Okay. I did see it.
That's not.
She's not going to be She's not going to be underappreciated anymore.
That wasn't soap opera-y.
I mean, a little, but at the same time, when Naomi does that, and she comes out there and she gives some very, very convincing kayfabe like ass whoopings. Like, there are moments there where she's beating a B-Fab where I was like, damn, I'm pulling back a little bit. I think you actually wrapped her on the side of her fucking head. Like, Naomi's convincing with the shit, though.
I don't know. Like, whenever I don't see them. I look away.
I don't see them convincingly beating down Rikishi. You know what I mean?
Tommy, what you got?
I want Damian to get involved to talk to Jay. I want Damian to talk to him. Because of the fact that Damian was the one who lost that title to Gunther. So maybe they could bring that in a little bit. Have Damian walk up to him and just go, listen, Gunther brought up my past and the fact that I lived in the ghettos for so long. But yet he has said nothing about you. And your past, and your darkest thoughts, what makes you so different from everyone else? It's like even with Goldberg and Goldberg's kid, it's like he still tried to get into their heads too. And they aren't even having a damn match. Jay is the only person that he has yet to try and push at those deepest, darkest thoughts there and the history that he has and his past and all of that. I want Damian to talk to him before Mania and get him to think about that.
Well, earlier, Mr. Blood, you know, you were talking about how you feel like the reason the feud is going the way that it's going is because you feel like Gunther's the issue. Well, I disagree 100%, and I'm going to say that the issue here is Jey Uso. Jey Uso, he's over, okay? He's one of the most popular guys in the WWE, but he is... who he is today for a reason. It's because he's been protected. The WWE has highlighted his strengths a lot more, which is what they're supposed to do. This is how you make stars. But they're not going to put him out there and let him sink. Like you were saying, why doesn't he say this? Why doesn't he tell Gunther like in a promo, like, hey, you know, this, that, and the other. Is because he's not that great at cutting promos. Jey Uso is not a better promo than Gunther.
That is true. As a tag team,
Gunther, hold on. I let you guys talk. I let you guys talk for a long time. So now you guys are going to hear me out, okay?
Oh.
Is that cool?
I'm listening to you. I wasn't interrupting you.
No,
but you're
over there gasping and stuff, and that's kind of distracting.
Gasping on mute?
No, I can hear you. Okay.
Well, now.
Okay. So, Jey Uso, compared to Gunther is more, I'm sorry, I don't know how else to say it. He's more he's smarter. I mean, Jey Uso, he's street smart. He's a kind of hood. So the way that Gunther speaks compared to the way that Jey Uso speaks, Gunther can form better sentences in a promo than Jey Uso. It's that fucking simple. Jey Uso, when he cuts a promo, you know, yes, he's over. Yes, the fans love him. Yes, he's exciting. But he says two words, yeet, and then they do this, yeet. And then those are his promos. Jey Uso can't go toe-to-toe on the mic, unscripted, with a Gunther or with a Cody or with, you know, he's very protected. He's very limited to what he can do on the mic. Just how, like, I mean, he's limited in the ring also, but that's, I mean, that doesn't mean that he's not good. He is, but I think the reason that the feud is going the way that it's going right now is because they're trying to protect Jey Uso. Like, if they make him do more, I think he's gonna show his ass. He's gonna show his ass. So I think Gunther is the way better promo here. And that's why he's doing most of the talking. Go ahead.
While I respect your opinion, I massively respect your opinion, but also I humbly disagree. Gunther is smarter, ring-wise, yes. Articulation, as far as speaking, he's better at articulating fully formed sentences through his accent, of which, and we saw many a times in a couple feuds last year, prominently Damian Priest, his feud with Damian, he tripped over his words in promos almost every week. It's because, and I said this again, it's the accent. He has hard times forming certain sentences that would come across in normal English, like you or me are saying, because he's also speaking through his English learned language barrier. Because there are things he goes, you really think that you could stand up for me, to me, that you could, you know, beat me? These people here, they find you amused. Like, he has to think of words a lot. Like, and I listen to every word he says. He has stumbled many a time. Jey, off script, Jey, in my opinion, is a better speaker because Jey cuts promos from the heart, which is always the best promo cutter. The person who is literally speaking from within and feeling the crowd and saying it off rip. Let's not forget that when Jey and Jimmy were at the height of the Uso Penitentiary, those two were the best promos on SmackDown every week. What do you call it? We've been trying to, couldn't get a text message? Couldn't send a message in a bottle back? Couldn't send a smoke signal back? Where you been? Like, these guys, their rap battle with the freaking New Day, they wrote those. Okay, like, Jey and Jimmy are both simultaneously. Jimmy's better than Jey on the mic, 100%. But Jey and Jimmy both are heavily underrated on the mic. Jey does the yeet stuff now to break up the monotony of a promo, to let the crowd feel involved, because it heightens the promo when the crowd is always getting to give their feedback, and he knows that he's controlling the promo intelligently, making sure the fans are reacting. That's why you'll see someone cut a promo and the fans are fucking crickets. because they'll ignore everything that the fans are doing and reacting to and just focus on their opponent. The crowd is a character. You need the involvement from the crowd. Jay does the yeet thing. One, it's his catchphrase, yes, but it also lets the fans know, hey, we're here too, and we want to be involved in this too. And he knows that. He's like, nah, doesn't think he can sneak attack me from behind like he gonna beat me in Mania? Nah, he can't beat me on my worst day. Yeet, yeet. You think he's gonna do that? Oh, come on. You think he's gonna beat me? Mm-mm. No. Yeet. Like, literally, like, it's perfect crowd manipulation. It's Jay is intelligent in ways that Gunther isn't. Gunther does not know how to connect with the audience because there's nothing in his character, his character setup, the personality that is geared towards audience connection. There's no catchphrase. He doesn't have a line he says. He doesn't have anything where when the crowd says something, all he does is insult them back. That's it. He doesn't do anything like a Cena or a Rollins or a Punk or a Roman. Nothing that engages the audience built into his character. Jay, and by the way, the crowd's who it's all about. Don't forget. And that's where Jay excels the leaps and bounds above Gunther. Jay is 100% in tune with the audience in a way that Gunther could never be. In the ring, people talk about his in-ring ability. Tell me how Gunther is any better than Jay in the ring, because I'll name you. We know all of Jay's moves, right? The fucking uppercut, super kick, spear, splash, super kick, unless I already said that. Other than that, Samoan drop. Okay, what's Gunther got? Slap, power bomb, emerald fusion, chops Sleepers. Again, sleeper, drop kick. His big double drop kick. Gunther's just as limited in the ring. Just as limited as Jay. The only difference is Gunther uses technical wrestling, which is only a mixture of rest holds and mat manipulation. Other than that, Gunther does maybe one to two things more than Jay does in the ring. And that's it. Let's be honest.
Yeah. We're also talking about connecting with the crowd with a baby face and a heel. Obviously the baby face is going to connect more with the crowd because that's their job, as opposed to a heel.
Tell that to Logan Paul. Tell that to Dominic Mysterio.
Tell that to Braun Breaker.
Yeah.
What? Tell them what?
Who's also a heel. because they're heels, they don't have crowd connection. Some of the greatest heels in history have the best crowd connection.
Yeah.
Well,
Gunther is definitely up there as one of the greatest heels. I mean, just because he doesn't connect with you doesn't mean he doesn't connect with the audience.
No, he connects with me for his in-ring ability and his sanctity of the mat. He connects with me because when I look at him, I see a bona fide, incredible talent who is one of the best in his generation, especially as a throwback. But as far as doing what you're out there to do, which is engage the crowd, keep them engaged, treat them like a character, bounce off them to keep yourself over and make them emotionally invest in you, which is the job. He doesn't lace Jay's boots in that department.
And wait, in what department?
Full-blown crowd connection, crowd immersion, making it feel free. It doesn't matter. Dominic Mysterio was so good at being a heel that every time he tried to speak into the microphone, the audience booed so loud you couldn't hear his promos and it became their thing.
Dominic Mysterio is a completely different heel than the Gunther.
He's a mega heel. He's a bigger heel than Gunther is. If you want to be real, the only reason Gunther, you could say he's a bigger heel than Dom is because he's got a title on his waist. But Dominic gets louder reactions than Gunther does. And that's a fact.
Doesn't take away anything away from Gunther. The fact that
I'm not saying it takes anything away from him. But if you're talking about promo work, you're talking about just because he's a heel. Being a heel doesn't matter. Edge was a heel through the majority of his run, and they loved to hate him. John Cena was a heel throughout his entire Dr. Thugonomics gimmick. and he had the crowd eating out of the palm of his hand.
Look, I understand. I understand why people don't like Gunther. I understand why people may find him boring or whatever. Gunther, he's like not your typical guy or your typical wrestler in modern wrestling.
No, he's not. They love him in ring. That's the thing. In ring, everybody's in love with him.
That's why modern fans nowadays, you know, don't really care for Gunther, but
no, because they want the flippy shit.
Exactly.
But Gunther is for those people like me and you who love old school wrestling. Wrestling.
They want the cool guy, which is
they want Ricochet. So.
No,
they want Ricochets.
No, they want someone exciting. Yeah. They want someone like Jey Uso, which is why, you know, a lot of people think that Jey Uso is, you know, the superior talker, the superior athlete, but that's just,
I don't think anybody's saying he's a superior. I don't think anybody's saying that Jay's a superior athlete, because if I'm being honest, Gunther's the better athlete. Jey is, because he's the best, in my opinion, Gunther is the better wrestler because of that technical prowess in his style. If we're talking about like, you know, if we're talking like wrestling in the terms of longevity and stamina in the ring, speed in the ring, explosiveness, Jay's better. If we're talking about tact and technical ability and strategy and hard-hitting offense, Gunther.
Also,
I think they're both equal in different ways.
Also, there's a reason why people feel like that about Jey Uso. Why people feel like, you know, Jey Uso is like this great talker and this great wrestler. A lot of it has to do because of Gunther. All of this is done by design. It's not like really, it's not really just black and white. Like, oh, Jey Uso, he's just the better talker, or he's the better character, or he connects more with the crowd. Gunther as a heel, he's getting put in that position to make people feel like that about Jey Uso.
But people felt that way about Jey beforehand because of the bloodline story, giving him all that time to do that promo work with Roman, getting that time to show that he was a three-dimensional character.
Because of heels that Jey Uso was up against. Heels like
Roman. Well, no, when he was falling in line behind freaking, when he was the heel in the bloodline for the majority of the run, he was a heel. Mm-hmm. He was working. He was a babyface against Roman's heel at first. And when they had their first feud, he was holding his own. He was better than Roman on the mic.
So then why do you think they're not allowing Jey to go after Gunther more on the mic then, if he's such a great talker?
Because that's what that was the point that I made when I said that's the problem I have. Because my problem isn't just with Gunther. My problem with Gunther in this feud is that they are, and my problem with Gunther is not Gunther himself making it boring. You misunderstand it. It's the writing that they are giving Gunther and his actions and having him do without Jey reciprocating verbally to those actions. Gunther is not the problem. Let me rephrase that. The writing around Gunther in this feud is the problem. If you are going to have Gunther act so out of character, why are you not then writing for Jey to call him out on it? Because so Jey is completely within his character.
But why do you think that they're not letting Jey do that then? Why do
that's
you
the question, isn't it? It's the writing has failed them both up to this point in this feud.
So you don't have an opinion as to why they don't let Jey do that?
I think my opinion would be, if they did that, I feel like they are afraid that it would be undercutting Gunther. Because if he loses at Mania, you just let Jey for weeks chop away at Gunther's character, and now he loses the title, you kind of just fucking screwed him over on the back end when he's titleless, and you fucking pinned him as a coward. Now you've changed everybody's perception of who he is as a character. It'd be the same thing they did with Shinsuke Nakamura all those years ago. This incredible, amazing main event as talent who was insane. And what ruined his character? Kicking AJ in the balls turned everybody on him. You know, it's like you know, it's the fact of you can't sell me a guy who's indestructible and then let someone tell me all the ways he's indestructible and then rip away the thing that makes him a champion and expect me to still hold him in that same regard. I think that they're afraid to let Jay do that because they're afraid it'd be character assassination on Gunther after the fact. It'd be taking too much from his character.
And I go
at
back,
the same time.
And I go back to what I said. Gunther's a good enough talker that it wouldn't undercut him at all because he would be able to defend himself and hold his own on the mic versus.
And that's the thing. We may think that. You may think that. But do the writers, does Triple H, does Nick Khan, Toxic. And those are the guys in charge.
Toxic, what do you think?
Gunther is also really boring because the time that he's been in WWE and NXT, whenever he was in NXT, is because he's been champion. He's boring when he has a title on him. Is it me? Is it just me? Or does anyone else find Gunther boring when he has a title on him? I hate Gunther when he has a title on him. After he loses the World Heavyweight Champion, he does not need another title. No more fucking titles for that man. Intercontinental Championship reign. Great fucking reign. NXT UK Championship reign. Great fucking reign. World Heavyweight Champion. Dog shit. Like, if you want to bring someone else that has been champion for a long time into the play, like Roman Reigns, he's interesting when he's not a champion. Seth Rollins, he's interesting when he's not a champion. CM Punk, he's interesting when he's not a champion.
It's because a lot of these guys are better at chasing than holding. And that's a lot of people's problem with Cody as well. They felt like he was more interesting on the chase. And that's the problem that we talked about with Jay. His chase could be incredible, but they're fucking it up. So it makes everybody afraid of what his run is going to be. And Gunther had a much better IC title reign. I don't think anybody can dispute that because he defended it more frequently. He had better matches in that reign. And he had a killer fucking WrestleMania triple threat in that reign. When it comes to this reign, he's had like four, maybe five defenses. A couple of them were repeat defenses. And it's like, dude, you're spreading your roster to all these other stories and you're giving Gunther nothing. Then you took Ludwig away from him, who helped make him even more interesting and more of a threat because you had this guy who was backing him up. And it's like, well, now you've left Gunther on his own with barely any good reign feuds to have, no backup guy to sit there and do the extra better talking because Ludwig's a better talker than Gunther. Ludwig's just more charismatic. And then you've left him here and you've given him nothing to work with. This reign isn't Gunther's fault. I think Gunther's done everything he can with this reign. On this one, I'm blaming this on the writing, this whole reign. I would think a better story for Gunther is let's see what he looks like when he is chasing but failing to capture. Let's see him without a title for a year or two and miss having him as a champion.
Maybe people would actually start to like him better. I fucking hate him when he has a title.
I love him when he's a champion. He's not this BT. Championship.
He's been waiting for a while. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll make this quick. I think one of the big problems with Gunther is the fact that he spent 75% of his fucking career as champion. So what the fuck are you supposed to do with him after? Like there's nothing else for him to do. You know what I mean? Like, Triple H basically gifted him the world title, if we're being honest. He gifted him the King of the Ring spot, if we're being honest, because this man is gifted championship opportunities. And I'm sorry to say this, but he was gifted this world title just for him to be involved in this Judgment Day business when he didn't need to be. And then on top of that, barely did anything for over, like, what was it, 2-3 months or some shit? I barely even remember anything that he fucking did. And the only time that it's gotten interesting is when he's having this feud with Jey Uso. Like, that's the only time that it's gotten interesting. And the same complaint can go to Cody Rhodes. If we're being honest, he hasn't had a good title reign. because the only time it got interesting was when he was going up against Kevin Owens.
Yeah, we'll see if you guys keep that. We'll see if you guys keep that same energy if Jey Uso wins the fucking World Heavyweight title.
Yeah,
I would like to note something as well to what BT said, because BT made a great point.
Yeah, really quick, and I said before we get out of here.
That's fine, but BT also made a great point, and I want to hammer it home. What do you do with him after? Because you can't put him on some kind of losing streak. What do? Make him a main attraction like you did Brock Lesnar, where you make him just an attraction wrestler like Punk or Rollins, who barely wrestle unless it's a big event, or Roman? Or do you have to go for mid-card titles again? Like, if he loses, what are his stories supposed to be? Just main event chasing and failing because they're going to give other guys opportunities? You almost, the suffrage from Gunther's character being a champion the majority of his career in WWE is that they have forced him to a peak. He is peaked. And that is the problem here. Mm. He's peaked as a champion, because at least not as a talent, but as a champion, he's peaked. There's no other good, interesting stories to tell, because they moved all the interesting stories to SmackDown, or the other interesting stories are interlocked in other feuds. So if he goes into other feuds, they've got to be good feuds without a title. Him versus Punk without a title. Him versus Roman without a title. You know, him versus Jacob Fatu. Like, we're going to have to see feuds with him involved without a championship that are engaging and incredible matches, which we know he's capable of putting on. But the problem is, if he loses at Mania, what do you do to his character? Because they were so afraid after they took the title off him at Mania last year, they made him take a 2-month fucking break, and they immediately threw his ass in the King of the Ring because, like, we've got to give him some more credibility again. Like, and they're like, once he did that, now we got to give him a world title to give him, keep his credibility and momentum running. So what are you going to do now? If they take it off in the Mania, another month, 2-month break, you're going to have him win King of the Ring or defend his King of the Ring title again, have him win Money in the Bank and cash in. Like, what do you do with him? And that's the problem. They booked themselves into a corner with his character by having him be champion too often for too long. And people have grown stale on him.
Yeah, we'll see about that. All right, you guys. Well, that was it for us today for when it comes to Gunther and Jey Uso. Let's make it more interesting, shall we? We'll see what happens. We got 22 days as of today when we're recording until WrestleMania. We're going to see what happens with Jimmy Uso on Monday Night Raw. By the time this comes out, Monday Night Raw will probably be said and done with, but it's all good. We'll see if anything that we say comes true. Thanks, fellas. Thank you guys so much. And thanks for everyone that was listening, watching, commenting, and all that good stuff. Leave a star rating, leave a review. My name is Edgar. I'm the host of Snug Wrestling Podcast, and we will talk soon.